Welcome to this interview with Mayor Bill White of Houston, Texas. I'm Jody Levin Epstein at the Center for Law and Social Policy. In this interview, we will focus on workplace flexibility and learn from the mayor about the steps he has taken in Houston to encourage more flexible workplaces. Mayor, we are delighted you are able to join us to talk about your work with CEOs to encourage workplace flexibility and your upcoming meeting, Flex in the City. What got you started, according to the words I've heard around town, is that it was the nightmare of traffic congestion, cars that couldn't move, that made workplace flexibility a priority for your administration. Can you explain for some of us the connection?
Sure. The easiest way to reduce traffic congestion is to reduce the number of people trying to get to the same place at the same time. It is far more cost-effective for citizens to stagger their work schedules than to build an increasing number of new freeways and to expand major thoroughfares, destroying neighborhoods, costing billions of dollars. Plus, you know, with a modern family, there's people that could use some flexibility because of family needs, dependents. In this modern economy, we don't all need to get to the same place at the same time to get to work. And we're trying to encourage employers and employees to try new schedules.
Well, Mayor, while you have a director whose sole responsibility is the flexible workplace program, you yourself are really very engaged, very hands-on. You are talking and meeting face-to-face with CEOs to promote flexible workplaces. What's your sense as to why so many businesses have been responsive, and can you fill in the audience as to how many businesses are, in fact, already engaged with you?
Well, I personally have met with now at least 100 CEOs of major employers. It started with a group where I rolled out the concept, asked for their feedback, asked them to help me take ownership, divided up the city into sections.
Literally sections?
Yes.
Wow.
So in terms of the commuting corridors and the major employers along each commuting corridor, because I knew that it needed to take some leadership at the top. After all, there's benefits to the employer in increasing employee productivity and retention by offering a more flexible workplace. And there is benefits to the community when more than one employer in a particular destination come together and group together to institute their programs. The sum is much greater than just the addition of the parts of this program, because traffic congestion is, if you take just several percent of people off the freeway at a peak commuting times, it can increase speeds of the commute by multiples of that percentage.
Hmm. Mayor, what's been the thorniest issue in getting businesses to effectively implement new types of schedule options for all their workers?
Well, you know, the traditional resistance has been in middle management, where there's somebody who is resistant to a new approach. Boy, I can understand, because I tell people I was one of the people who identified time in the office with productivity.
Face time.
And so it was based on my personal, you know, irrational, but very typical traditional experience of somebody who'd grown up in a workplace where, you know, you were there at a particular time and you didn't leave late. Now, there is tools that people can use to work very effectively outside the office. And at a certain time, I became a convert as a CEO of a major employer, and I found that with BlackBerry, cell phones, PCs, everything that we now have, it wasn't important to me that somebody was in a cubicle at a particular time. What was important is that they were accessible to the people who they needed to be accessible to. And that allowed me, as an employer, to bring in some employees that I may not otherwise have been able to afford. I became a convert.
So have you found that some of your CEOs are still not in the new age yet and need just to hear about the benefits?
I think once the CEO thinks about it and sees the experience of other companies, the people at the top of the major employers usually get it quickly. The people who have a little bit more resistance, as I say, are people in middle management. The person who came up and they spent 25 years on, 8:30 to 5:30 schedule, and if it was good enough for them, why isn't it good enough for somebody else? Or the manager who is, for want of a better word, a lazy manager who doesn't know, or ill-informed manager who doesn't know how to measure employee productivity except by monitoring the hours in the office. And after all, I tell people that if you can't measure productivity except by the hours in the office, then you are not a good manager.
Mayor White, if you had a chance to talk about this initiative with other mayors, maybe at a meeting of the League of Cities or the U.S. Conference of Mayors, what would you urge your colleagues to do first in thinking through this question of workplace flexibility and traffic congestion and how to get CEOs lined up behind making changes at the workplace that provide for workplace flexibility?
Get some of the largest employers at the CEO level together and show them some data. Most people who run organizations are used to looking at numbers. I could show them our data, where we measured before and after commuter times at major commuting intersections and major commuting corridors. In one place, the use of flexible work hours were measurements before and after reduced the commuting time by 6.6%. In another that we just finished with, it had an astounding 23% improvement. That was NASA's headquarters here in Houston, which is at a located along a major thoroughfare, which is highly congested. And we did these studies scientifically, where we would do measures before and after on commuting speed along the corridor and the time at intersection. And then we did it and we saw some dramatic improvements. Then they could look at employee surveys where employees consider flexible working hours to be a highly valued benefit. For many employees, more beneficial than getting the annual raise. That speaks to the language of employers.
Thank you, Mayor White, for joining us today. We really appreciate your time, not only today, but on this initiative generally. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. For those of you who have just tuned into this interview, please be sure to take a look at CLASP's related issue brief, Flex in the City, the Story of a Mayor and His Vision. Thank you.